Blackstone Audio presents Sassafras, Cypress, and Indigo by Entezaki Shange. Read by Allison Johnson. Copyright 1982 by Entezaki Shange. Recorded by arrangement with Entezaki Shange and Russell and Vulcany Incorporated. Acknowledgements. This book was made possible by grants from the Solomon Guggenheim Foundation, the New York State Council on the Arts, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the McDowell Colony. I thank Bonnie Daniels, who unfailingly assisted me with the varied manuscripts that became the novel. I must also thank my editor, Michael Deneni, for believing the novel was lingering in my soul. All characters herein are fictional. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Sassafras, Cypress, and Indigo is dedicated to all women in struggle. Where there is woman, there is magic. If there is a moon falling from her mouth, she is a woman who knows her magic, who can share or not share her powers. A woman with a moon falling from her mouth, roses between her legs, and tiaras of Spanish moss, this woman is a consort of the spirits. Indigo seldom spoke. There was a moon in her mouth. Having a moon in her mouth kept her laughing. Whenever her mother tried to pull the moss off her head or clip the roses round her thighs, Indigo was laughing.
Mama, if you pull them off, they'll just grow back. It's my blood. I've got earth blood filled up with the Geechee's long gone and the sea.
Sitting among her dolls, Indigo looked quite mad. As a small child, she stuffed socks with red beans, raw rice.